زمینو زمان تمہارے لیے مکینو مکان تمہارے لیے.
Another way of explaining to the ulama, to the public, of the value of the ulama-i kiram, the value of the awliya-i kiram, can be easily understood by a simple story. Qibla Shah Sahib teaches the new students, and he will tell us a story about a teacher in a madrasa who would teach his students that ilm, knowledge, is an extremely valuable thing. And he would teach the students that you have something extremely valuable, extremely expensive, extremely valuable. And one day what happened was one of the students, his shoe, his chappal broke. So the student went to the cobblers and said to him, "Can you fix my shoe?" The cobbler says, "Yes, sure, for a price." And the student said, "I have no money, but I have something extremely valuable. I have something which is priceless, something you cannot put a value on. You fix my shoe, and I will give you a little bit of knowledge." Now the shopkeeper laughed at him and said, "We only accept cash." He mocked him, made fun of him, and sent him on his way. Now the student came back to his teacher, and the following day in the lesson, the teacher recognized that this student today is not his normal self. So he asked him what happened, and he said to him, "Ya Ustaz, all our student life you have been teaching us that this what you have is extremely valuable, it's priceless, but yet this knowledge couldn't even pay for my shoe. How can it be that valuable?" So the teacher said, "Okay." So he called him over, and from his pocket he took out a pearl, and he said to the student, "Take this pearl and go to the fruit market and say to the greengrocer, the fruit monger, what would you give me in return for this pearl?" Now this student wasn't like the student of today. He didn't ask why, where, who, what, when. He went on his way. So he got to the fruit mongers, and he said to the greengrocer that, "I have a pearl. What will you give me in return for this pearl?" And the greengrocer said to him, "I will give you one tomato. My children play with the marbles, and they will play with the pearl instead." The student returned. The teacher was already waiting for the student. He came back and he said, "Did you go?" He said, "Yes, this is what the greengrocer has told me." He said, "Okay, now take the pearl and go to the gold market." So he went to the gold market, and he went inside the jeweler's shop, and he asked the same question. He says, "I have a pearl." He hasn't even finished his sentence yet, and the jeweler's jaw is dropped. He said to me, "Tell me, where did you get such a rare pearl from? Give me this pearl. I have 4 gold shops in this gold market. I will give you everything and all the shops and everything included in this in return for this pearl." So now the student returns back. He's confused. So he comes back and says to his teacher, "This is what happened." So the teacher said, "Did you learn anything?" He said, "I'm more confused than what I was at the greengrocer." So the teacher explained to him that when you want to find out the value of something, you must go to the right market. understand the true value of something, you must go and see the experts in that field. Now, if we want to understand the value of our ulama-i-kiram, if we want to try and understand, me personally, I don't think this is possible. But just to complete the sentence, I will carry on talking. If we want to try and understand the maqam and the value of Huzur Muhaddith-e-Kabir, then we need to go and ask the experts in that field. And if you talk to the giants of knowledge, the giants of Maslaki Ala Hazrat today, if you go and ask them, they will all say to you one thing. They will say that from amongst the giants of knowledge, there are a few mountains of knowledge. And from the few mountains of knowledge, there are two Everests of knowledge, known as the Zuta al-Shiriya and Huzur Muhammad.
نقش پائے سگانے نبی دیکھئے نقش پائے سگانے نبی دیکھئے یہ پتہ ہے بہت رہبری کے لیے یہ پتا ہے بہت رہبری کے لیے